That was no swoop seller, he accused him. An unusual type, yes, Dee Dee said. Most helpful. Well, it's been such an unexpected, pleasurable experience to see you, my friend, but I must be going.
Obi-Wan stepped into his path. Explain.
Most happy to oblige, Obi-Wan, Dee Dee said. It is possible that the swoop seller might have an additional business.
Ah, Obi-Wan said.
Perhaps he sells swoops. I'm sure he does, in fact, a few here and there, but that was not my business with him, Dee Dee said evasively.
Your business with him was? Obi-Wan asked.
A small bet, Dee Dee said.
He held up his hands as Obi-Wan glowered at him.
Such a tiny bet on one of the events. Even the Jedi must realize that such an opportunity exists here on Yuthron, and there will be many who wish to place a wager.
Certainly we realize that, Obi-Wan said. It is also illegal. The Senate has banned gambling on the Galactic Games, and for good reason. It attracts criminals. He underlined the last word, giving Dee Dee a sharp glance. Dee Dee nodded, frowning.
True, it would attract the wrong sort, unlike me, who only places a bet now and again for the fun of it.
Obi-Wan sighed. So why did you try to get your money back?
I was too impulsive, Dee Dee confessed. One of my faults, along with my generosity, that gets me into trouble. I made a wager and then my guilt overwhelmed me.
Since when have you felt guilty about breaking the law?
I prefer to think I bend it, Obi-Wan. But that's not what caused my great guilt. It is because the credits I used were not mine.
Whose were they? Obi-Wan sensed he was nearing the real story at last.
Bog and Astri's. Dee Dee hung his head. It was wrong. You cannot reproach me more than I have reproached myself. But they have a little wealth hidden away for some land Bog wishes to purchase, and this purchase will not be made for some time. The credits were just lying there, such a waste. I assumed I could take the credits, make the bet, collect my winnings, and return the credits I borrowed without Astri knowing.
And what if you lost?
I had such a sure tip, I did not think it possible.
Obi-Wan tapped a finger on his belt. If it is such a sure thing, why do you want your money back?
My guilt happened, Dee Dee said, his brown eyes wide. I can't do that to Astri.
And you also discovered that Bog and Astri would need the credits sooner than you thought, Obi-Wan guessed.
Well, they happened to meet the owner of the land they want to buy here at the games, and he's willing to sell at last.
So they will find the credits missing. Obi-Wan sighed. There is only one thing to do. Confess what you've done to Astri.
That is a good idea, my friend. That is exactly what I will do.
Obi-Wan knew perfectly well that Dee Dee would do nothing of the kind. And do not involve me any further in your schemes, he said sternly. You are on your own from now on. You cannot use the Jedi Order to threaten others.
Not I.
Dee Dee exclaimed in a hurt tone.
How can you say this when I am the biggest supporter of Jedi in the galaxy? I did give you inside information, after all, he pointed out. You now know the most important bookie at the games.
Shaking his head, Obi-Wan left Dee Dee, no doubt to concoct further schemes to get himself out of trouble. The gleam in Dee Dee's eyes told him that. Which reminded him of his Padawan. The gleam in Anakin's eyes had clearly told Obi-Wan that his Padawan would not be able to resist the lure of pod racing for long. No doubt he was there now. After checking in with Ciri and Rygol, Obi-Wan squeezed aboard a crowded transit red. By the time it reached the northern edge of the city, he was the only one aboard. He jumped out and it turned around to speed back to the city. Obi-Wan stood in the center of a dusty road. Hills shimmered in the distance. He saw no sign of living beings. He summoned the Force. As clearly as a directional laser, the Force told him where the cave entrance would be. He struck off toward the hillside and climbed until he found a screen of thick green foliage. He pushed the bushes aside and found the cave entrance. Obi-Wan hiked inside. he found the pit hangar easily. His Padawan stood over an engine, a Hydra spanner in his hand. Obi-Wan came up behind him. Anakin was so absorbed that his usual sensitivity to his master's presence was absent. "It's got to be calibrated exactly right," Anakin was saying to two young Alina mechanics standing nearby. "We might have to do it 50 times to get it right, or we might get lucky and get it right in two." "I hope it's the latter," Obi-Wan said, "because there is a mission you should be attending to." Anakin stood up so abruptly that he banged his head on the turbine.
"Master, I didn't see you."
Obi-Wan examined the pod racer. "I see that you're busy."
"I thought I'd lend a hand to Dobie and Deland."
Anakin looked uncomfortable.
"If they win, they free their sister. She's a slave."
"I see." Obi-Wan nodded at the two brothers. "I wish you good luck. Anakin, may I speak with you a moment?" He drew Anakin aside. "You know this is wrong," he told his Padawan with a frown. "I'm sure you are helping for the right reasons, but this is not our mission. We have more important things to do. And may I remind you that pod racing is illegal?"
"But the ruling power is looking the other way."
"But the Games Council is concerned, as should you be. Once word gets out, spectators will arrive. This could turn into a dangerous situation. Do you know what the course will be?"
"Through the caves," Anakin said excitedly. "Can you imagine the difficulties? And they've already thought about the spectators. They're going to set up a viewing stand near the finish line."
"That doesn't mean they will be safe." Obi-Wan's comlink signaled, and he answered it brusquely. The unfamiliar voice was frantic with urgency.
"There is an emergency."
"Who is this?" Obi-Wan asked.
"Bog. It's Bog. You must come immediately. The official quarters."
"What is wrong?"
"Come now!"
Bog shouted, and the line went dead. "We need transport," Obi-Wan said to Anakin. Dobie approached them.
"We have an airspeeder," he said. "You're welcome to borrow it for as long as you need it."
"Thank you," Obi-Wan said. Although he was irritated with Anakin for heading straight to the pod races, he was always glad to see how Anakin's generosity endeared him to others. Strangers became friends quickly for his Padawan. Anakin connected to the Living Force as Qui-Gon had. He had that gift. What he needed to develop was Qui-Gon's wisdom. That would only take time and missions.
"And mistakes."
He could hear Qui-Gon's dry tone in his head.